Svasemis, Pashas Vayakel. So the Svasemis only brings he only brings part of the Pasuk. So let me begin by just saying over the entire Pasuk. Vayomru El Moshe Leimer, a very remarkable thing happened with the whole Hisnadvus, the volunteering for the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan. So it says in Pasuk, Vayomru El Moshe Leimer, Marbim Ha'om Lahavi Midei Ha'avaydim Limlacha. So they came to Moshe and they said, you see on the left side, it says Bepasik. It says Bepasik. You see it?
Right.
Yeah. I'm just reading the whole Pasik. You don't have the whole Pasik. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Marbim Ha'am Lahavi. Mideha Avaydim L'mlacha. That the people are bringing more than we need for the Melacha. They're bringing too much stuff. I should see the Hashem last, as I saw that Hashem commanded. So Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviu Kol B'machne. So Moshe Benu commanded. The word went out in the camp. Leima saying Ish V'Isha Al Yasu Oid Melach L'Trumas HaKadosh. All men and women. That's it. You don't have to bring anything else. No more gold. No more silver. No more copper. I mean, it's okay. We have. And it says, Vayikalei ha'am mehavi. Very interesting word. Vayikalei means that they stopped bringing, but the Svasemis points out later, the word Vayikalei is from the word kele. Kele means a prison. But it means to hold something back. So they held themselves back from bringing more stuff. And what they had was enough for all they needed to do. And then it says, Vihoser, and even more. Vahosir, there was more, even more. That's the Pasuk. Say that. So the Rebbe explains, he brings a little bit of the Pasuk, and he says, Biyur ha'inyan. The explanation of this is, Al-Pi Divrei ha-Medrash Tanchuma. It says in the Medrash, Vayar Moshe es kol ha-Malacha. The Moshe Rabbeinu saw all the work that had been done. It's an interesting way of expressing this. Moshe Rabbeinu saw all the work and the work was finished. Does that remind us of something? If you think about it, it sounds like when Hashem created the world. Vayar Hashem is kol asher asa v'ini tov ma'od. Like it says Hashem took a look at everything and said, oh, I like this. So it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayar Moshe is kol ha'malacha. Moshe Rabbeinu took a look at all of the work that had been done. So the Medrash says, Melechas ha'mishkan ein ksiv. It doesn't say just he looked at the Mishkan. Rak kol ha'malacha. He looked at the whole, all of the malacha. So the Medrash says, Hu ma'aseh b'reishis. He took a second look at all of creation. So Chazal were sensitive to this loshem that it resembles so much Hashem looking at creation, at the completion of creation. Moshe Rabbeinu looking at kol ha'malacha when it's finished. Then Chazal tell us that on a deeper level, when Moshe Rabbeinu was looking at the complete at this whole picture of the Mishkan, he was looking at all of creation. Now, what does that mean? Klal hadvar. The meaning of this is Shekol Meleches HaMishkan Hayilasakein Kol HaBriya. Kol Meleches HaMishkan Hayilasakein Kol HaBriya. That the purpose of the Mishkan was to complete, to perfect and repair creation. Hashem created the world in such a way that even though it says by creation, Vayaris Kol Asher also, that Hashem looked at everything that he created and it was good, but we know that the world is incomplete. Hashem made the world intentionally incomplete. Whoever's going to come back to that. So like we know from Chazal, when Rabbi Akiva was asked the question about if God wanted you to have a bris, then why didn't he make you with a bris? And if God wanted there to be food, so why didn't he create food? Why did they have to have a field and work and do all this and plant and all that stuff? So the world was created obviously in a way that's incomplete. We say that by Kiddush when we say V'chalkim Shekolchem Malchei Asher Asa. It says Hashem finished the work that he did, but Asher Bar Elokim La'asos. Hashem created, and La'asos means for us to to work at finishing. Hashem made a world that's not complete. And that somehow this Mishkan is a model of perfection, of how we as human beings can work and must work to complete what God started. So creation took place in such a way of Vayar Elokim is kol asher asah. And now that the Mishkan is finished, it says Vayar Moshe. Now Moshe when it takes a look at what? As kol ha-melacha, at all of the melacha. So Sfasam explains, u'kamoydim atzinu sham, the same way that it says by the creation of the world, Vayar Hashem is kol asher asah. Hashem looked at everything that he created, and it was tov ma'ayid, very good. And then it says, Vayichul HaShemayim Ra'aretz V'chol Tzvam, then it was Shabbos. Vayivarech L'kim Asim HaShvi, Hashem benched Shabbos, the seventh day. So, Kamo Chayin, HaMishkan Shukim Ha'olam. So, there are two shlavim, there are two stages or phases in creation. Stage or shlav Aleph was the actual physical creation of the world. That's in Bereshis. Aleph. Incomplete, but what Hashem wanted to make. Then he left it for us to take the ball and to move forward with it. We're now at Shlav Beis, when Moshe Rabbeinu was able to look at the Mishkan, and it says, Vayar Moshe es kol ha-melacha, kamochen ha-mishkan shukim ha-olam, which means that Hashem created the world by Bereishis, but the world, in order for the world to be sustained and for mankind to be worthy of continuing with this project of creation, that's the Mishkan. Vayar Moshe v'hutav be'enav, and it says also, the same way it says by creation that Hashem looked at all that was done and it was good in his eyes, and he saw that it was good, it says by Moshe, Vayar Moshe v'hutav be'enav, right? It was good in his eyes. Vayavarach Hashem. And just like Hashem gave a bracha by Shabbos, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu Vayivarech Hashem. But here, the one who's the main character is not Hashem. I mean, Hashem is of course, but he's not the main character in this story. That's in Bereishis. Here it's the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the main character. That's Moshe Rabbeinu is the main character. That's what the pasuk says. Vayar Moshe es kol ha-melacha. It says in footnote 7, the whole pasuk. Vayar Moshe es kol ha-melacha v'nei osu oisa kashet tziva Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the entire job, at all of the melacha of bringing all the stuff that was needed, and they did as Hashem commanded. And vayivarech Hashem Moshe. Sounds like gracious, except it's the tzaddik. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha. Back inside, k'deisa b'zohar kodesh, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh. Kamaduchti in a number of places. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Bara Ha'olam B'Koach HaTorah. That Hashem created the world with the Torah. We've spoken about that in the past. Istaka Kutchabicha Baraisa Ubara Alma. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. Vatzadikim Mekaimim Ha'olam B'Koach HaTorah. Which means Hashem created the world with the Torah, and now it's up to us, to the Tzadikim, to the Jewish people, to be Mekayim the world, to complete creation, to perfect the world, to move forward with the world. With what? With Torah. With learning Torah and with the life of Torah. V'zeo shekosev, v'yar Moshe, the Moshe ben Asur, shetiknu kol ha-melacha ha-haynu, kol ha-nevroim, v'chol ha-asiyah nitzkam. When it says that Moshe ben Asur saw all the melacha, and it was good in his eyes, it means that Moshe ben Asur looked at the Mishkan, and it was clear to him, it was clear to Moshe Rabbeinu, that all that took place in the 6 days of creation that was left, like with three dots, that was left incomplete, that all of that now has the potential of completing. Now Hashem has given us the opportunity to move forward and to complete this. Because remember, the Shekhinah is now being brought into the world through the Mishkan. And the tachlis of creation is li'oy dir b'tachtonim, is that the Shekhinah should come and dwell in this world, should be in the world. So Moshe Rabbeinu now understood that the Jewish people have the tool, have the ability to continue on and to with that project that Hashem began, and to bring the world to its tikkun. And that's what it means that he saw kol hamalacha, and it was good in his eyes. V'zeh shekosov la'asos oisam, and that's why. The same way that it says by creation, la'asos, here it says also, la'asos oisam, asiel is a lashon tikkun. The word in Hebrew, in lashon hakodesh, in Tanakh, la'asos, we translate it as doing, but it really means, or it also means, a lashon of tikkun, of preparing, of repairing and preparing something. As it says, Vayimahir la'asos oisai. Vayimahir la'asos oisai means to prepare for the guests, to prepare. Vayimahir la'asos oisai. U'kamay d'matzinu. Now, so someone says an amazing thing. If we look at creation and how creation took place, it says, Chazal teach us, Shenisrachavu shamayim v'aretz, that when Hashem Yisbarach created the world, the heaven and the earth was expanding. Nisrachavu was, it was growing and growing and growing. Ad shama kadosh baruch hu la'olamoy dai, until Hashem said, must speak, ad kan. That's the name Shin Dalad Yud, right? The name Shin Dalad Yud is Sha'omar la'olamoy dai, because Hashem's light is infinite, and therefore the energy of creation is infinite. The world cannot exist in that way of the infinite light of Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu initiated creation, and when it came to the point that he wanted it to be enough, he said, Dai, Ad Kan, that's it, till here. So that's exactly what's happening by the Mishkan. It's an amazing thing. What's happening by the Mishkan is, Kamo Chein, Hisnadvu B'nai Yisrael, the Yidden are bringing more and more and more. It's not stopping. And we don't understand why. Jews don't generally do that. I mean, it was very nice, and we've already been hearing the drushes for the last couple of weeks about how everybody was so generous. But, you know, Yidden have a cheshbon, and we look at the numbers, and then we have discussions, and we have board meetings and discussions, and then handle who has to do what, and then we have taxes. Okay, so it's very beautiful that the Jews are bringing. But something else was going on over here. It's not a normal situation. It's just not a regular situation. It's not stopping, to the point that it's getting crazy. There's more and more and more. So the Rebbe says, they had to be told, die. Just like with the creation of the world, that the world, the light of Hashem was so powerful that there had to be an active stop, an end that was put to that light of creation, which is the name Shin Dalad Yud, Sh'omar La'olam Odai. And now, when it comes to Shlav Beis, the second stage of creation, the creativity of the Jewish people to repair the incomplete, unfinished creation that was made back then. So it's happening all over again. Things are getting crazy. And the Yidden are bringing and bringing until they have to be told, you have to stop, this can't continue. Ad sha'om lahem dai. There's something very deep that's going on here. It's not just some gold trinkets and silver and stuff that's being brought. There's the energy of creativity. There's the energy of good. V'zel perish ha'kosov, v'hamalocha ha'isa dayam. So the pasuk is a fascinating pasuk. If you look in the Arachaim HaKadosh and others, they ask this question, that on the one hand the pasuk says, v'hamalocha ha'isa dayam, and the malocha, which means all the work that was being done and the stuff that was being brought, Haisa Dayam. Dayam means it was enough. Enough means it was the right amount. Dayam means it was must speak. But then what does it say afterwards? But then it says at the end of the pasuk, goes on, it says, V'hoser. Hoser means it was more than was needed. So the Racham HaKadosh and other Mefarshim ask, it seems to be a contradiction. On the one hand, Dayam means exactly what was needed. Vehoser means more than what was needed. It means there's left over, there's extra. Umakshin, that kasha, is a kasha that's asked by the Mefarshim. Kevin shahoser, ein zelosh and dai. These are two opposite words. Dai means enough. Hoser means more than enough. Hutarta disaster. It seems to be a contradiction. Omnam, however, ein akushya. So someone says it's not a kasha, it's not a question. Kikach hayetzarech lios. That's exactly how it had to be. She yisnadvu b'moyser, that there would be an almost unstoppable, an unquenchable giving, a overpouring, outflowing inyan of doing and of creating and of giving and so on. B'moyser, till it was something that was on its own would not have stopped. Ad sheyemelam dai, until it would have to forcibly be stopped. Because if we're talking about the tzaddikim, if we're talking about Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, now being in this position to take over, so to speak, the process of creation, with the tzaddikim amakayim, the world that Hashem created, and our job is to perfect the world. And because of that, Hashem Yisboch took us out of Mitzrayim, and He gave us the Torah. And we have this koach, this unbelievable energy to go ahead with this project. It had to happen in such a way where on its own it wouldn't have stopped until Hashem said, die. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they told Moshe Rabbeinu, but the people are just coming, they're coming, you know what to do. And then Moshe Rabbeinu had to, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Moshe Rabbeinu, tells them, that's it, no more. The same way the world was created, so too the Mishkan was built. It had to be in such a way where the Jewish people would understand that we have within us a chelek elokam imal, that each and every one of us has the infinite light of God in him, and that the Jewish people as a people are infinite. As a people, individuals just die and get killed. But as a people, as a Metzias, in this world, the Jewish people are infinite. I mean, that upsets our enemies. They don't understand how come we're still around. But we have this koach by the elokus, by the godliness that's invested in us. We're infinite. That infinite power and energy of the Jewish people could not be released in such a way, because the world was not yet ready for all of that. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the people, die. The same way that Hashem's light had to be held back, so too the light of the Jewish people needed to be held back in order that the world should be able to continue with free choice, and that we should ultimately bring to the tikkun of Mashiach Tzidkenu. The Ze'at Moshe says that's all part of building the Mishkan, the same way the world was built. To explain this more, the Isa, take a look in footnote 12, there it brings the whole Lashon. Vayas Elokim Eschayas Aretz Leminar, says that Hashem, in creation, He created the animals of the earth, all the different species. Vashay Yeraba Omar Zahanachash, that Hashem made the snake. Rav Yomer Elo Hashedim Shabarka Lishbaruchu Es Nishmasan, Uba Lubaris Ezgufan, Livrais Ezgufan, the Kidesh Shabbos V'loi Baran. Says, Chazal revealed to us a very remarkable thing, that at the time of creation, on Friday afternoon, we have this in the Mishnah Pegavus too, on Friday afternoon, just as the sun was setting, creation was going on and on to the last minute, And then at that last minute, the work of creation stopped. And Chazal tell us that there were these strange beings that were part of creation and then beyond creation. And what are these beings? They're called Shaydim. Whatever Shaydim means, which we, you know, Shaydim, some kind of supernatural beings. the Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu's Nishmasan, that they, the soul, there were souls that were created on Friday of creation. Ubolabarus as Gufan, and that Hashem was about to create the body, the bodies of these souls. And what happened? Couldn't finish it because it was Shabbos. Shabbos you can't. That's it. That's the whistle blows and we're finished. Hashem is finished. V'kiddush Shabbos v'leibar. So we have these strange creatures where there are these neshamas, these souls that were created, but they were never completed. They were never joined together with the body. Now, it's not Hashem, there's no accident. Hashem can do whatever he wants. He knows how to time himself. And it's not like, oh, I can't believe I messed up. And that's not what happened. Hashem has made something in such a way where there's this strange bria that's called Shadim, where the neshama was to the last second on Friday, the neshama is created, and then the guf is, the neshama was not joined with the guf because then it became Shabbos. And Hashem says, okay, oh, that's it. Chaver, I'm sorry, I can't work this out for you. There's neshamas without a guf, something that's not finished in such a strange way. So what does that mean? So back on top, right by where it says 12. Shakadosh Baruch Hu hiniach milivra gufim laharuchais b'den hashmashah shel Shabbos. That Hashem did such a strange thing, that he left these neshamas without gufim, because then it came Shabbos. V'halagol v'yadu l'fanav Baruch Hu, she'ar v'shemesh b'netayim, but Hashem doesn't know what time it is, and Hashem knew 100% that it was going to be Shabbos.
How do you know this? How do they know this?
How does this Svasamas?
Yeah, how do they know this?
Oh, how do they know this?
Explaining, how does they know to explain this? That these souls were there and they weren't. How do they know that? Where's it written somewhere?
That was only in Chazal, meaning that this was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. It was handed down from generation to generation. Of it.
That's it.
Yeah. But look, when something like that was handed down to us, our job is not to get caught up with what are these creatures and to think about strange beings and to make, you know, a movie about it. Obviously, we're being taught something about ourselves. The Torah is a lashon of hayra, and hayra means it's teaching us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to get interested in shaden. It's not the, like my wife's grandmother, Allah Shalom, I remember she swore that when she was a child in Russia that she saw shadim and chicken feet and the sand, and she says she saw that. Okay, but say that it's nice stories, whatever it is. You believe, you don't believe. That's not the ikkar. The point is that Chazal received something very, very profound from Hashem himself, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Hashem. And Hashem is not interested in our becoming obsessed with supernatural creatures. What he wants us to understand is our job and who we are. So why did he tell us that there are these creatures who have neshamas but no gufim, who are souls without bodies? Why? What does that mean? That's what's important for us. It's not about something that has any bearing on our lives as far as we know now. Even if maybe the Gemara tells us about Shadim and so on, whatever. But what does it mean? Onam kach hayiritzano. What it means is, it brings out that point that we've been talking about until now, that Hashem is Baruch is making it clear to us, and we need to understand that the world is incomplete, that there are neshamas, there are certain. What does it mean the neshama here? That there's a koach, there's an energy, there's a potential, there's this. Look, we're not shaden. We're also shaven. We have bodies, and our neshamas are in the guf. But our gufim are not doing what our neshamas want them to do. So in a certain way, we're also zombies. We're also shaven. What does it mean to shave? It means that the Baruch Shalom is looking at us. This morning, all of us here said the bracha this morning, Elokai neshamash and satavi tahiri. You gave me a pure soul. So Baruch Shalom says, fine. And I took that means that what? That I atanafachted me. Right? And you blew it into me. And I was, this body that got up this morning has a neshama. Okay, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. So go ahead. Make it a good day. And here we are again. The neshama is inside, chalishing that the body should complete, should bring out the potential of the neshama, and we're not doing that. So we're all shaydim. Just because we look normal, we're not shaydim. We're shaydim. We don't have chicken feet. We don't have beaks and claws, whatever shape. So what? But we're also incomplete beings, meaning we have a soul. We have, and each and every one of us has a soul, a nefesh elokis, and the nefesh elokis was joined with the body. But this fusion of the spiritual and the physical is not working for us. We're just not making it happen. It's big tzaddikim, but we're not doing that. So we're also shaydim. So that's how Shem Yisbarach made everything in that way of la'asos, that he left it up to each and every one of us to try to make ourselves in tzaddikim and to bring about that connection between the soul and the body, that which Hashem left unfinished by candlelighting the first Erev Shabbos of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and that's what we say in Vayichulu, Hashem Elokim la'asos, Hashem said, kindlech, ad kan. Now we say, die. I did what I wanted it to do. I could have kept on creating, and then all of your neshamas would have been perfectly joined with your gufim, with your bodies. It's not about Shem, it's not about us. Then your neshamas would have been perfectly joined with your gufim, and you know what? You would have all been Meishu Abayinus. You would have all been the biggest tzaddikim. I'm not doing that. Hashem said, die. Ad kan. I created souls. I didn't create the guf means you have to take those souls and you have to bring that ruchnias that you have. You have to bring that potential that you have into your life. That's what it means. A soul without a guf. A neshama without a guf. How do you make that into something real in your life? When you learn some Torah, so then you have a neshama. You learn some new Torah. And what are you doing with that? Did you take that Torah that you learned and did you bring it into a guf? Did you make it something realistic in your life? And if we don't, then we're shaydim. Then we're just shaydim. That's what a shayd is. We all have very good intentions, but we're not carrying them through. So that's a neshama without a guf. A guf means bringing something into physical reality. So we all have neshamas, but we're shaydim because we're not bringing the neshama and joining it into the guf that it should come out in that way. So we can hear 1,000 talks about davening, and then we get up and we daven again, like the same thing that we've always been davening all of our lives. That's a shayd. It means you heard a whole Torah about davening, that you heard, and it means that the neshama of davening is there, and you think it's a good thing. I like that shir, and I want to do that. And by the time you get to davening, it doesn't come into a guf. It never enters into the body. That's a shayt. It's incompleteness. That's what it means. So the Rebbe explains. Shoylem azehu b'chisar nashleimus. This world is missing shleimus. But Hashem did that intentionally. That's what it means. He didn't lose track of time. And the way that we're mashlim it, how do we join the neshama with the guf? By learning Torah. Torah was for creation, and Torah is how we complete creation. That's what it means, that the tzaddikim, Hashem made the world, but the tzaddikim are sustaining the world. In other words, the tzaddikim take the neshama, the potential, and they bring it into the guf. The tzaddik, through his learning Torah, doesn't only hear about Torah, doesn't only think about Torah, he brings that neshama of Torah into the actual lemaisa in his life, in practical day-to-day life. So what are these mazikin, these shaydim, that they're able to cause trouble in the world, that there are these demons that make trouble? It means because there's a chisaron of shleimus. Again, let's talk about it within ourselves on a psychological level. It's because you and I have so much potential that we're not living up to, that we have demons in our lives that many goyim don't have. The guy himself, a guy, is very, very limited. So he doesn't have all these big hasagas. He's just happy. He's got himself a nice girl. He's got himself a beer. It's the Super Bowl. His car is working. He gets to the parking lot. He's a happy camper. But you and I are doomed not to be like that. Because even if we do all of that, then there's this thing, you know, that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I really wanted to do the Daf Yomi, you know. So that, or I really shouldn't be doing this. This is just my parents, my grandparents, they expected more of me. We can't stop. We just don't know how to stop. We don't know how to be settled in that place where Hashem said, die. It's enough. That's why the Jewish people were bringing more. Because we can't be settled until we bring the neshama into the guf, until we're no longer shadim, until we're no longer these crazy shadim. And that's what means that the shadim cause damage. We understand. Because of our incompleteness, we suffer. We suffer because of our incompleteness. The animal, the dog is a dog, and that's it. It is what it is. It doesn't suffer. It is what it is. But we're not what we're supposed to be, so we feel that pain of incompleteness. But that's what it means to be a Yid. V'nachzol d'vayinu, he says, let's go back to what we're learning. Shekamo chen yisnavu b'nei Yisrael b'yoseh. So the Jewish people are bringing more and more and more to the Mishkan. They're bringing more. They can't stop. There's so much light. There's so much ruach. There's so much to bring. But Hashem stopped it before it was complete, because Hashem wanted it to be the future history of the world. And therefore it was stopped before it was complete. And it says, they stopped bringing. But they had to be commanded, stop bringing the stuff for the Mishkan, stop doing it. Is a lashon of Beis HaKela. As I said earlier, that they were ordered to stop the work, it's a lashon of Beis HaKela, which is a prison. They wanted to keep on going. They wanted to keep on creating. They wanted this to go into Shabbos. They wanted everything to be finished, to be perfect, to be done. But Hashem forcibly stopped them. He imprisoned their longing to complete everything.
Does it happen in a person's life also or not?
It does, but I don't want to go into it right now. It does. Not by regular people. But Hashem keeps that bechira. He keeps that balance. V'shamati mi'adoni zekeni, I heard from my grandfather in Chodesh Arim, ala posik ha'ashir lo yarbe. Now, Vayakel is oftentimes Parshas Shkolim. So by Parshas Shkolim, which we read in Kisisa, but then we're going to have Parshas Shkolim next Shabbos. So by there, the mitzvah is to bring a half a shekel. Also, it's an interesting thing. Everything the Torah does is to do in a beautiful way. And here, the Torah says what? To bring a half. That's it. No more. So the rich guy says, well, a half. I can do much, much better than that. Here also, it's interesting. The Torah, the way the Mishkan is made was that machzah shekel. Ha'ashir lo yarbe. That the rich person can't bring more. Ki shtei b'chinis nedavos hayu. There were two types of nedavos. La'ashir. The rich guy wanted to bring more than half a shekel, and Hashem said, no, you can't. Stop. And the poor man with the half shekel had to push himself to bring out, because he didn't have the half a shekel, had to push it out to get out of half a shekel. And look what an interesting mitzvah. With the building of the Mishkan, Hashem said such a thing. Half shekel. What does that mean? Imrots libcha shuv la'achor, it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, that all of creation is in such a way that sometimes your heart is racing. And you want to do more. This is the answer to your question, Yeshua. And you want to do more, and you feel that you could do more. Then suddenly, all of a sudden, the light goes out, and you just are thrown back, and you can't continue. In other words, sometimes you feel like you want to be a better Jew, and you want to learn more, you want to dive more, and the heart is racing forward. And like the rich man who wants to give more than half a shekel. But then something happens and you can't continue. On the other hand, you have a poor person, a Jew who's poor in terms, just is poor in Yiddishkeit, and he doesn't have any cheshek and he's just going to die like that. And all of a sudden something lights up inside of him to try to bring himself about. Hashem runs the world in such an amazing way, which is called Ratz of Hashem, running and returning. Like it says in Yechezkel, the angels, that they're running and returning, moving forward and stopping. Next page. You can't make yourself crazy, the Rebbe says. You have to know that all Hashem wants you to do is to do your best, but at some point, you can't finish everything. That's only going to be when Mashiach comes. At some point, you stop. At some point, you stop, then you have to go back and you start again. Because we can't finish it. Yet. It's not time. And in each person with his own life, there's something that's driving him forward, but at some point, he's held back. And each person has to know this, that on the one hand, like the poor person, we have to do our best and to bring ourselves closer to Hashem. On the other hand, sometimes when you see that you've tried and then all of a sudden you're not able to and something happens, then to realize that lo alach, like it says in Bekovitz, lo alach hamlach halagmar, that you can't finish the job. You can't. Because only Hashem is the one who could finish. At the end of the story, the one who started creation is going to end creation. And man's job is to want to finish it and to do the best he can and to move towards that. But at the end of the day, after everything, is still a half shekel. And without Hashem, it can't be finished. That's the story of a person's life. But how do we actually bring to the completion? How do we bring to Mashiach? Through that humility of acknowledging that with all of that I've done in my life, I can't finish this. I'm only half shekel. I need you, Hashem, to help me. Or else a person would get carried away. If we would have gone on bringing stuff, we would have thought that, look, oh, we built the Mishkan. Hi, we're big knackers. So Hashem said, stop. You can't do anything. And Hashem lo yivne bayis, if I don't finish it. Remember, the Moshe, they couldn't even put up the Mishkan at the end. Hashem did that. Right? Who came on Mishkan? Chazal say, they didn't know how to do it. Because Hashem is saying, you have to realize, I left things incomplete, and I gave you the job to do your best to complete. But the best you could do at the end of the day is do whatever you can, but to remember and to acknowledge that a human being on his own can't complete it. Cannot. And don't be discouraged. You can't. You need me to do that. But if you want and you try, the time will come, I'll finish the job. I'll fill in the other half a shekel. You can't finish it. But the best you can do is to realize that at the end of the day, no matter what, without God, man is incomplete. That's the tachlis. Without God, man can never be complete. You can only be completed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is Nishlam HaMaisa V'Nasa Dov Shal Kayama. Only with Hashem can it be something which is finished, which is complete. So Hashem left the world incomplete. He told us to do our best to complete it. And he said, you do whatever you can, but remember, don't forget for a moment that without me, you can't finish the job. It's a half shekel. K'mesha kosev l'kel gomer alai. Like Gadol Mel says, that Hashem finishes all that I've started. She says, so far shleimus, the final shleimus, the final perfection, hakol hu rak b'kar Hashem is baruch. That's only b'kar Hashem. It can't be without Hashem. We could do our best. We could want to take over Eretz Yisrael. We want to kill all the Arabs. We want to do, at the end, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav omlu boinav bay. It's impossible. And that's the meaning of the half shekel, and that's the meaning of the Melechas HaMishkan. We should be zeichen.